a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Of legends, we have Samisi Mayai from Marlon's Dreaming joining us today. Morena, Samisi, how are we doing on this fine morning?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me up.
Of course, my pleasure. My pleasure, Samisi. How's the weather where you are?
It's a nice day, actually. It's quite temperate. I'm in Tāmaki Makaurau, and it's a nice morning. Yesterday was like sort of hail, but today it seems to be blue sky. I can't figure it out.
it's hopefully getting there today in Otipoti. You know, Otipoti winters are very brutal, more brutal than any other place in the country, I think. But we're getting through it. We're getting through it, okay.
It's pretty cold down there, right?
Yeah, definitely. We're here to talk about your latest single, Earnestly. Now, Earnestly features some really nice country elements, in particular a very nice like classic twangy country guitar, especially on the intro. Who are some of the country artists who inspired you?
Well, there's a lot, really. I mean, I listen to a lot of Townsman Zant. I guess that's country. Mm-hmm. Not sure if those sounds particularly inspired this. I feel like I listened to there's a album with Billy Bragg and Wilco, where they kind of it's an album where they both sing duets together the whole way through. And then there's also like a Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash album, like in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. That I think those two are probably, yeah, was definitely something that I was A-B-ing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the slide thing was, so there's a slide guitar in it, which was kind of something that we haven't really done too much of yet, so it was quite cool to involve that element.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think you have more of those country elements in future music coming out soon?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I feel like blues and country is a great sort of influence for making rock music, you know, modern guitar music. Mm-hmm. Or at least for us, it works for us. And so, yeah, I think a lot of acoustic basses are then sort of adding little bits on top of that is how we're sort of seeming to do things at the moment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, the video for this latest single, Earnestly, you directed the video. How did you approach directing the video? Like, was it your first time directing? What were your immediate ideas, and how do you flesh them out?
My day job is I work at a production house in Auckland. And so I've basically just been learning so many skills about how to direct and all sort of different facets of the process of the production. So I think this is the first time that I've had like a, you know, directed something with a giant crew. But I have done a lot of other music videos for our band, and something I want to pursue. But this was definitely like, it was a lot of crew. It was like, you know, 20 or 30 people, or maybe even more, on set, you know, like it was a real sort of thing. But it was awesome, it was fun.
There's one particular member of the crew who I want to talk about. It's the old guy who's in the video, the real old guy, the bald white guy. He looks so incredible. His face is incredible. How did you guys find him?
We actually just went out. Bonnie, who worked with me producing it, we both kind of went out and onto Facebook theatre groups and just put a casting call out, essentially, and just said, hey, we're doing a video, who wants to do it? And the brief was basically kind of generally 65 and over, and I guess just extras, really. So people that don't usually get a feature on screen but make their living by being extras, honestly. I think it pays pretty fairly well, but it was quite funny. It was a really, you know, it was actually a really great cast. you know, they all, I think everyone really enjoyed just being a part of something together. But yeah, there's definitely some funny characters in the video.
definitely is. Speaking of the video is gorgeous. There's a lot of really beautiful colours. It's got kind of a dark and kind of like dive bar atmosphere, I would say. You credit Lynch and the Coen brothers as being influences for the video. What is your favourite work of each respective director?
I would say Lost Highway is my favourite David Lynch film, and Blood Simple is my favourite Coen Brothers film. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really subscribe to too much of the Coen Brothers later work.
The one about the communists in Hollywood that came out, Caesar? Hail Caesar?
Yeah.
I agree with you there, a bit mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I prefer, and honestly, well, yeah. Early David Lynch stuff is good too. There's something about the feeling of the whole production, obviously having to be more resourceful, and you know, you have less budget and you have to be more creative with how you do things, and you know, you don't have the money to just get a massive crane up and you know,
mm-hmm. You can't do shoot Michael, something ridiculous. Can't do Michael Bay explosions or
No, you have to kind of tell the story and build suspense in a different way, which I think is I enjoy to watch those sort of films.
Oh, totally. I think that you know, movies with people wearing blue suits and funny triangles on their faces, they're nice for a time, but I think it's good to have more real films as well. Definitely feeling a big Lynch influence on that, just in particular with some of the characters. They look like they're out of Twin Peaks, you know. They're just like quite intriguing. Yeah, really well done there. Another really awesome aspect of the song is of course Ernie Bell, who provides really beautiful vocal sections all throughout the track. Have you worked with her before?
No, I haven't actually worked. I hadn't worked with her yet when we did the song, but I kind of just met her at a party, and we started hanging out a little bit, and I asked her if she was keen to sing on the track, and I kind of didn't know whether she would say yes or not. I kind of almost thought she would say no, to be honest. But then she said yes and liked the song, and you know. And then I actually worked on her album, sort of behind the scenes a little bit, on some vocal stuff, and I did a bit of singing and a little bit of playing on her album. So I guess we've developed a bit of a working relationship now, which is actually nice.
Mm-hmm. Bit of creative reciprocity there. That's awesome. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of Marlon Streaming 2024 calendar, can we expect any more single releases? Are you allowed to talk about any new music that's upcoming, or any gigs that are upcoming?
We don't really have anything particularly in the calendar, but we're definitely keen to get out there. We're keen to get out and play some shows. We're keen to maybe release some more music if we can get it all tuned up. But yeah, really just relishing and releasing a song after 3 years, and maybe this will give us the push that we needed.
Yeah, for sure. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Samisi. It was great chatting to you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, anytime. Alrighty, that was Samisi Mayai from Marlon Streaming talking about their latest single, Earnestly, which I highly recommend you listen to. It is beautiful, and I highly recommend you go and watch the video. The video is gorgeous and fun, and very Lynchian and early Coen Brothers-esque, if that's a term. We're going to play it right now, in fact, for you lovely listeners. So here is Marlon Streaming with Earnestly. Let me do that. There we go. Oh, there we go. All right. Here is Marlon Streaming with Earnestly. You're listening to Radio 191 FM. Te reo, irirangi kotahi. Love you lots. Bye.
I've been running wild for you. Anyway,
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.